Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Del Ennis. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dick Donovan. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ike DeLock. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ike DeLock. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. DeLock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler takes first base on ball four. Landis moves to second. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis hits a fly ball into center field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels takes first base on ball four. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson takes first base on ball four. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball four. Torgerson moves to second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Torgerson moves to third. Two outs. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ennis. Gurnett reaches second base with a double. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gurnett scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Torgerson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Landis reaches second base with a double. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 0-for-1 in the game. Ennis takes first base on ball 4. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Torgerson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-1 in the game. Keogh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Donovan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone is hit by the pitch. Runnels moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Runnels moves to third. Malzone moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4. With the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Smith strikes out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Donovan strikes out. 2 outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Phillips moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Landis hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Button hits a line drive into left field. Ennis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ike DeLock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLock is 0-for-1 in the game. DeLock takes first base on ball 4. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keogh hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lawler strikes out. 1 out. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ennis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Ennis moves to second. Bill Monbuquette now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Runnels hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Runnels moves to third. 1 out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Jensen hits a line drive into left field. Ennis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Budden fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Donovan is called out on strikes. 1 out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Monbuquet fields it and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to second. 2 outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Budden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Budden is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Budden hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ennis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lawler moves to second. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Torgerson strikes out. 1 out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Budden scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lawler moves to third. Ennis moves to second. 2 outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger pinch hits for Bill Monbuquet. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keogh bunts towards the mound. Donovan fields it and throws to first for the out. Geiger moves to second. 1 out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Geiger trying to get to home. Landis throws the ball into Lawler who tags Geiger who's trying to score from second, for the out. Runnels moves to second. 2 outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams is walked intentionally. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Runnels moves to third. Williams moves to second. Jerry Staley now pitching. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Runnels scores. Williams moves to third. Malzone moves to second. It's White Sox, 2, Red Sox, 2. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Murray Wall now pitching. Billy Goodman pinch hits for Jerry Staley. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Turk Lown now pitching. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Button hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Murray Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Del Ennis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ennis is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Ennis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Torgerson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Callison now playing left field. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Runnels takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Williams strikes out. There goes Runnels. The throw from Lawler to Aparicio, and Runnels is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Smith is called out on strikes. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Turk Lown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Malzone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Callison. Malzone reaches second base with a double. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Jensen hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Malzone moves to third. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 4 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. With 2 walks. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 3 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lawler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Keough. Lawler reaches second base with a double. There goes Landis trying to get to home. Keough throws the ball into Button, who relays the ball to White, who tags Landis, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rudy Arias now pitching. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Button hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Murray Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 0 for 1 in the game. Wall is called out on strikes. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Keogh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy Arias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arias hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wall fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Malzone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, White Sox. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips juggles the ball. That's an error on Phillips. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-5 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.